B-Pod Studios.
App. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Scott Boras has a proposal to get baseball back up and running. It's the same stupid proposal that everybody else has. Real outside-the-box thinker, Scott Boras is. Let me read you the story from the Globe today. This is from Michael Silverman. It was actually yesterday, so my apologies. Probably in print today. Scott Boras accepts the reality that Major League Baseball won't begin playing games for at least another couple of months. But that hasn't stopped the agent from proposing his functional isolation idea. He's calling it that, functional isolation. To hasten the resumption of play as soon as the medical and scientific communities deem it safe to proceed. In broad strokes, the plan would be for coronavirus-free players and staff, around 60 people per team, to gather in 30 separate bubbles of isolation at or near their spring training bases in Florida and Arizona. No families, no visitors. The team stays in one hotel near its spring training facility, shuttles back and forth together, and eats all meals at one of the two sites. No. Everyone is tested daily. Anyone who comes up positive is isolated until cleared. This story notes, Boras has a bachelor's degree in industrial pharmacology and has taken a keen interest in educating himself on COVID-19 since its outbreak in Wuhan, China last year. He doesn't want to come across as cavalier when it comes to the mortal threat posed by the virus or suggest that there's a rush to implement his plan. Okay, well, that's like saying you gave considerations. You know, the Red Sox on Chris Sale, that they gave considerations. No, it's not going to work. Why can't people wrap their heads around that this is not going to work?
I don't know. It's like an overpriced prison, right? Yeah, you're going to go to prison. We're going to pay all this money to go live and just be quarantined and stay away from everybody. I hate the idea. I do. Either play the season or you don't.
Well, and like it's so necessary. You know, and
I
believe me, I appreciate Boras, you know, trying to, you know, think of a way to do something. And, you know, he talks about his, you know, pharmacology studies or something that he's
nonsense.
Been engaged
it's the
with.
Same idea that everyone else has already put forward, though.
But an idea for what? To play baseball games in front of empty stadium? Here's what it is. It's an idea for baseball teams to make money off the TV rights and for the players to play. But.
Which then makes money for who?
The
because
players.
They're getting paid.
And him.
No, him. He's motivated by his wallet is what he's motivated by here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. They're not going to do it. Major League Baseball players already have a deal in place that they've bargained with the league that they won't play in empty stadiums. And you think they're going to get together individually as teams and form a bubble? What are you, out of your mind? Like, this guy's delusional. What is he talking about? Oh, yeah. We're going to have all the teams stay in the same hotel, eat together, live together, practice together to get them up and running. These guys won't even agree to play in empty stadiums, and you think that they're going to now do that? Come on. No, this idea from him is a waste of time that he's putting forward because he's upset that his players are not going to be getting paid, and then he will not be getting paid as much.
Right.
It's all this is. Who gets allowed in and out of the hotel? Do the workers get to go home at night? I'm curious.
No, they got to stay,
too. People serving the meals to
nope,
all these players get
too.
To go home at night?
Nope. Same people stay in the same building.
And Beetle, I just want to say again, I'm not against anyone trying to come up with some idea so that we can have some sports and some people are able to earn a living, and himself included. I'm not going to begrudge anybody that. But once you get to like level three of your plan and you're, you know, talking about quarantine bubbles of players, and just stop. If you have to go through all of those precautions and all of those, then you, something should click on in the back of your mind and say, this is a dumb idea and it's not going to happen. So stop putting it out there. Not to say that people shouldn't, you know, be coming up with ideas for things. You know, everyone seems pretty much on board with this golf match between Tiger and Phil and Brady and Manning. But that's relatively easy. Four guys on a golf course. You put some cameras out there. Everybody gets to watch something. And you raise some money for coronavirus relief in the process. Good. Okay. What else you got?
Totally different, Phil.
How about baseball teams in a bubble? Yeah, no, stop. Stop. Stop.
No,
stop.
No. You're doing that for entertainment. You're doing that for viewing pleasure. You're doing that to take the people's minds off it. Four very, I don't want to say electric personalities, because most of them aren't, but, you know, Manning, Brady, Phil, and Tiger will draw people to the television at another time where we don't have sports, as opposed to you trying to quarantine an entire league and force them to play and come together and everybody live in the same spot and eat the same meals. That doesn't feel right. The other thing feels right. It's one day, one match, one game, not a season.
Four people. With four people participating.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to require the people to pull this off, but not like what would require this to happen.
No,
my God.
That's the other thing.
Obviously.
That's the other thing, too, Zoe, is the more ideas that come out, the more that people are going to be talking about this, the more, and the longer this goes on, the more pushback there's going to be on any event or anything that you want to do to get things back to normal. That's going to require too many resources, and it's going to require too much planning and doing and using up any just money. If it's going to cost a lot to put on, people are automatically going to say, I can't believe they're blowing money on this.
Right. So they're going to pay money for that instead of making ventilators. Get ready for that one.
Right, right. And right now, or a week ago, that would seem, oh, they can do whatever they want. Right now, it's leaning toward, I mean, hundreds of thousands, millions and millions and millions of people having to file for unemployment. People that we know are out of work right now. And if these people are still out of work in a couple few months, and you start hearing more harebrained schemes about getting somebody back to work in the realm of sports who is already comfortably wealthy, and it's going to require a lot of time, effort, money, and resources in order to do it, people are going to have a real bad taste in their mouths about that stuff while they're struggling, and they don't know if they're going to get their jobs back. And if they don't know how things are going to work out for them and their retirement plans and everything else. Oh, but you know, someone's got enough money set aside to
play baseball.
You know, rent out the Astrodome to go play. Stop.
Yeah.
Nobody wants.
Yeah, but the biggest issues are, for me, forget it, fine. Spend all the money you want, right? You've got the money, spend it.
No.
What would ultimately be useless and not the way you envisioned it. Like you're telling me that by putting them in the 30 separate, it's about logistics to me, Hardy. Putting them in the 30 separate pods, if you want to call them that, or bubbles, you think that's going to work?
Oh, no. Logistically, it's stupid, too.
What a waste. It's stupid. Logistically, it's stupid. It's not going to work.
And my
biggest problem is they're all the same idea. Oh, let's put them on cruise ships.
Right.
Let's send them to Greenbrier in the NFL.
Right.
Let's have them all go to their own hotels in Major League Baseball.
It's all the same stupid crap.
It's all the same stupid idea. Your players, that the guys you need to go along with it, are not going to go along with it. And that's the number one problem. They're going to say, no. And so now you don't have your players. Baseball already has that, right? Logistically, you're not any safer. You're still going to have the ability to have one player get it, and if one gets it, 30 could get it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You're not – all your money – this is the problem for these guys. Their money, Hardy, can't solve the problem. I think that's their biggest problem with it. Their money can't overcome it. Get all the money in the world right now. What? So what? Good for you. Can you stop the virus with your money? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. And of course, you got the money. Spend it however you want. Do whatever you want. But don't automatically assume that people are going to watch it and support it and feel good about it with all the other stuff that's going on.
I think people generally would, though. If sports comes back, I mean, I think people are going to love that it's back, regardless of their personal circumstances.
It depends on what time they try this. If they're doing it while, you know, the virus is peaking at some points around the country, and they decide they're going to start playing, you know, bubble baseball in the areas where the virus is on the decline, No, people won't be on board. Stupid. But if we're getting in, you know, well into the end of June, and there's still nothing coming back, and virtually everywhere around this country is on the decline, and you're not seeing an uptick in infections or in deaths, then I'm with you. People will say, okay, let's get something going again. But
yeah, this statistic just in, a record, American record, 6.6 million people have filed for unemployment as of now. So not a good time to say, hey, let's get a whole baseball season in. You guys can buy the package if you want. You can view it.
At this moment, you do have trouble convincing me that a lot of people care about having a baseball game on right now. It's just not in their – it's not on their radar. Not today. 3 months from now, sure.
617-779-0985. Your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on Brady's new house in Tampa? He's renting from Derek Jeter. We talked about Julian Edelman. We did that earlier in the show. I want to play a clip for you again of Bill Simmons yesterday with – Colin Coward. You'll hear that coming up next. We'll get your calls on that, too.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Even Edelman, it seems like he might be heading to Detroit.
Yes.
Is that official?
So
two things have happened here. They've had a couple bad drafts. Dating back to the Deflategate, losing that first round pick that year. But if you just look at the totality of the drafts from like 15 through last year, not the same. And you know, they kind of ebb and flow with these little runs that the Pats have depending on how the drafts were. The second run that they had where they won the 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, it was a lot of that had to do with the drafts that they had, the moves they made the years before. Same thing with the first three, 01 and 03 and 04. So I think there's been some roster atrophy that you could really feel last year.
Bill Simmons out with Colin Coward yesterday. Doing a phoner with Colin Coward. Simmons even made fun of him on Twitter, saying he finally allows for a phone guest instead of coming in and sitting in the chair while Coward sits above you and looks down on you. Simmons there floating this thing about Edelman to Detroit. Oh, is that done yet? And then Coward with the, that's a bit, people are talking about it. Like, what?
Even Edelman, it seems like he might be heading to Detroit.
Yes.
Is that official?
It's talked about.
Is that official?
First I've heard of it.
Is that a joke? Is that April Fool's thing?
Before all the bars close.
Is Edelman getting sent to Detroit?
Official?
Matt Patricia?
No.
Bob Quinn?
You're literally the only one who said it out loud. No, it's not official. What the hell are you talking about?
Doesn't that make you think
that there's like his mind?
There's some like LA group of like celebrities and sports people that intermingle.
Yeah, secret society. Yeah,
right? Like absolutely. The secret society of LA sports people, like Simmons is out there, Colin Coward's out there. Edelman spends time out there jumping on cars every now and again.
They're rubbing Peter King's feet with oil while he drinks his one beer from a beer brew. Oh, Breer takes pictures of them all while they're doing it. Curran won't go. He's just mad. He's pissed he didn't get an invite.
So I just wonder, like, is that what's going on the rumor mill with the L.A. types out there? Like, what? Edelman's going to Detroit? Is that official?
No.
Like, that's exactly how those types of people would talk about it, too. Like, they're in the know. Oh, yeah, Edelman, is that thing a done deal yet? I've been hearing about that. Like, wait, huh? Where'd that come from? People are talking about it. What people, Colin? What people? So is there any, you think there's any truth to it? You say no, Zo, right?
No, I don't. No.
So where do you think it came from? Do you think it's a joke?
Could be. Could be them trying to stir stuff up.
Well,
I mean, Amendola signed back there for big money.
I won't rule anything out, but I think you got to answer this question. Under what circumstances should the Patriots consider trading Julian Edelman?
If you give me a two.
And that would be under the category of someone gets stupid and gives you a really good return.
Yeah.
And so if that's what someone does, given where the Patriots are at in their development, build, whatever you want to call it, it could make a lot of sense if
sure
the
could.
If the return's really good.
If the return's good, yeah.
I'd be very hesitant to do it no matter what, even if the return was good. But I'd understand it then. Like, oh, the return's good? Well, you do the deal because you can understand that. But I don't think the return is going to be good. Cap-wise, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You'd take a huge dead cap hit. You wouldn't save a lot of money on the cap. So the return would have to be good. That's the only way this is going to work, is if the return is good, then you can trade him. Otherwise, he'd have more value to this team.
Here's how you get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
You log on for Julian Edelman's workout tonight, and you see if it's a back and forth. If you can ask questions on the virtual workout tonight, then you can find out if he's going to Detroit. Get him while he's vulnerable and out of breath. And just he doesn't have the energy to give you a long-winded answer. Yeah, I'm going. It's not official yet, but those guys are right. All right, let's do another set, everybody.
Yeah. So Edelman is doing a virtual workout today with Planet Fitness. It's happening tonight, 7 p.m., Facebook Live. That's when they'll start doing it. And they'll post it on YouTube after it's over so you can do it whenever you get around to being able to do it. I think T-Bone should do it live.
Oh, absolutely.
T-Bone, you've been missing the gym. You're a gym rat. You haven't been able to go to the gym.
His chest Edelman is gone.
Edelman's going to give you an opportunity to do a home workout. And I think
we should fire up maybe our Instagram Live while he's on Facebook Live. You can side by side and have Tom on one screen and Edelman on the other screen.
I agree with that.
Beefcake.
But Tom's got to do it shirtless.
Yeah. We should put in requests for attire. And even if it's this is something Planet Fitness is
nothing
doing.
Nothing but They're, a bow tie.
Yeah, these are the home work-ins, right?
What did Marsh
Chippendale's outfit?
Call him? What Marchand call him? Man-suck-it?
Man-rocket. Okay. Yep. So this is a home work-in series that Planet Fitness started, recently.
Tom, you got a T-shirt on under there?
No. Oh.
Okay.
I was going to say, take that shirt off.
So I'm going to make this easy on Tom, all right? Yeah. I would like Tom, regardless of what the workout is, to be wearing weightlifting gloves.
What tool bag wears weightlifting gloves?
The man rocket does.
I don't have
no,
those.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Those are for DBs.
He's got weightlifting gloves.
Hardy, where would you even buy those? Remember when you could buy them in Montgomery Ward's and it was like the Velcro ones or
you
Sears?
Could get it. Yeah, the Joe Weider padded weightlifting
Joe Weider, the ones with the fingerless.
Of course, you know T-Bone has weightlifting gloves.
Because you don't want to get the calluses here because you're such a meathead.
Well, then you.
Look at those hands. Look at those calluses.
Okay, you're going to have to make some then. You're going to have to cut the fingers off of some gloves.
Do you spit in your hands? Do you spit in your hands and you can throw it around?
If you know anyone locally who's sewing masks right now, why don't you have them interrupt whatever it is they're doing for a far more important task, and that is sewing you a pair of gloves.
Just cut the fingers off some old gloves, T-Bone.
I got
gloves. The Patriots brought in a million masks today, so all those people can take a break and start sewing gloves for T-Bone.
Cut the fingers off some rubber gloves?
Yeah.
Whatever. So that's what I would like. Now, you guys have to make similarly doable asks here. You have to ask him that he's not going to wear nothing but and Beetle have to ask Tom to wear something tonight. And then,
okay.
So you're going to do this live at the same time?
Yeah.
Or at the very least, record it.
Okay.
Have somebody record you. That's all I want. I want to watch it for 30 seconds.
I want you to wear the biker shorts. The jams one. The spam that they tie up like football shorts.
Spam.
Remember the old ones? Yeah.
Oh, the jam spam.
Jam spams with the mesh shirt.
Do you have those?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You have no idea. Have you ever seen 50 Dates? Have you ever seen 50 First Dates?
Yeah. Yeah, no idea.
Yeah.
The old jam spam.
Yeah, Rudy, the guy that talked like this. Yeah, he wore mesh shirts and he had those football shorts.
Okay, Beetle, the idea of the bow tie and
what about just a tight pair of Lululemon pants?
How about a bow tie and black pants?
The
black stretchy pants, the Chippendales outfit.
Yeah, I don't even care.
And tape your wrists up. Put white tape on your wrist.
It's too hard to find by tonight. I get it. But just
no,
black
it isn't.
Pants, some sort of black pants.
Some sort of
what
black.
Do you think his mother doesn't have a pair of those?
You got a bow tie somewhere in the house?
No.
Your mother wear tight black pants?
Okay. Easy.
We'll take a necktie. Just a necktie.
I got a zip tie for you.
So which of these are you willing to do, Tebow?
Or some sort of collar? Some sort of collar.
My dog, Bentley. What if I gave you Bentley's tie he wears to work?
Okay.
Do you have a weight belt?
No.
I want a weight belt so badly. Can you fashion a weight belt out of something?
I'll find one.
A weight belt.
I want a gallon milk jug of some yellow brownish liquid on the floor next to you. And I want you to hydrate out of that. Your workout fuel.
What is this? Spoiled
martini?
Yeah, periodically throughout the workout.
Sounds pretty good.
Do you carry one of those around with you normally at the gym?
No. Do you hydrate, Tom? Do you have one of those? Do you have one of those steel bottles that those tool bags carry around and we sip every 10 minutes?
No.
Do you have that, Tom?
The steel bottle would be fine. It's the gallon jugs filled with
the
rust-colored whatever
Hardy,
is in
Hardy, there. You're right. You could really tell which meathead's training because they're on the 6 brown rice meals with the chicken and the beans, and they actually carry around a plastic empty milk jug filled with water because that's how they count their gallons of water they eat intake. That means that dude's in training.
All right, so T-Bone, honestly, which of these are you willing to do tonight?
I have no idea. Probably none of them.
You got to do the gloves.
Okay.
You got to do the gloves and some kind of hydration.
Okay.
Can you cut a T-shirt? Can you go in like a half shirt?
Can I go in a half shirt? Come on. Yes.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I'll settle for the gloves, half shirt, and hydration.
Okay.
That's what we would like to see. Either you guys decide. We'll make an announcement by the end of the show, whether you're going to do it at the same time on our Facebook or we'll just have a video of it tomorrow. What do you think, Jim?
I don't know. Do we want to do this live? What time is it? 7 o'clock?
7
tonight?
O'clock. Julian
Edelman.
I'm
guessing a video will be better.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness Home Work-In. And it's on the Planet Fitness Facebook, but we'll be doing our own thing, too.
Oh, wait, people only have one screen. They can watch Julian tonight, and they can watch T-Bone tomorrow.
I say we. I would rather have a video of T-Bone playing along.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I don't want to take away people. People want to do the Planet Fitness thing.
Right.
They should be able to log on to their Facebook page and do that. And then we'll have our own video that we'll do on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. We'll get back to your calls next, including an update on the show being in the papers again.
What?
Yes, again. We'll do all that next.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This will be featured in Tom's video, this music in the background, for sure. 617-779-0985. We talked to Tommy yesterday. He wrote up the story in the Metro West Daily News about us talking about high school sports. And then he called us yesterday and talked about that story. And then he went home and he wrote another story about talking to us about the story. Is that right, Tommy? That's how this went down.
That's right, Beetle. Hey, guys. What's up, So?
What's up?
It's like one of those. This is the infinity mirror of sports journalism going on right now.
You're a little obsessed with the show there, Tommy, aren't you?
Writing stories about us, talking about you writing a story.
It's a crazy time, Hardy, but I hope you guys enjoyed the second article I wrote. Beetle, what are your thoughts? I didn't bury you this time.
Excellent. No, a vast improvement over the day before.
I thought it was better. Right, there's more Hardy in the second one.
Yeah,
I was
more Hardy
better.
As well.
Yeah, that was better.
Hey, good to hear. Hey, Hardy, I haven't heard back from you yet on when and where we're golfing.
Yeah, well, you want to get out this afternoon?
I'm sure he's right on that.
I got a little carpet here in my apartment. It's 8 feet, and I got a little felt and a couple putters, so come on by.
Has anyone ever described you as pushy? Is that a word that gets tossed around with friends and family?
I think being a journalist, Hardy, you got to be a little pushy sometimes.
How about needy?
Pardon me.
How about a nudge?
Hey, Hardy, what was the name of that intern we had but didn't have? He was real pushy.
What?
The intern we kind of had, but we didn't have. He was real pushy, and like you wanted to kill him.
One of your UMass guys?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Beetle's a little pushy. He's from UMass.
Yeah, Beetle, very pushy. Beetle is a little pushy.
Hey, yeah. Beetle, my sister played lacrosse at UMass 2001 to 2004. When were you there?
We would have overlapped for at least 2 years.
Lindsay Castle, her name. She played lacrosse. Angela McMahon, some names ring a bell. What's that field called over UMass?
Garber.
Yeah, very good. Good lacrosse program. Anyway, before...
All right, Tommy. See you later.
No!
What?
Oh.
Well, now he's going to write an article tomorrow about
what are we
going to
do here? Well, I might know someone that, you know, you went to UMass with. I mean, it's 20,000 people.
You know what it is, Hardy?
I don't know. Maybe you took her out.
Hardy, information's starting to get out on Beetle, and I don't think Beetle likes it. He's putting an end to it.
Information?
There's no information there.
We're testing Beetle here.
It could have gone down that road. Maybe you two had
it. It could have gone down that weird road with that Beetle's buddy from Quincy that knows a lot, maybe too much about Beetle.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you guys met up at a Tri-Delt mixer or something. I don't know. We don't know where that story could have gone.
God.
It was a little quick on the trigger.
Because I'm curious where it's going to go here. Like, what are we doing? Is there a point?
Well, the point
today?
Is,
not really.
He needs
no.
something to write about today, so now he can write about that. He'll call
what
back
was his
tomorrow.
Story about?
We'll talk it. The one that went live last night?
Yeah.
You didn't read it?
I read it.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Just tough times out there.
The kid
huh?
can write. He painted a picture. I thought it was delightful.
Because it had quotes from you in there.
No, I was with him and his buddy out on their walk.
Most important thing.
He ran past the Burger King that smelled delicious and met.
First article was better.
Running past the Burger King that smelled good.
Yeah. He had embedded a video of him watching himself on TV. I thought it was very well done. I'm not joking.
What's the last Burger King you ran past that smelled bad?
That's true.
All Burger Kings smell great.
Flame broil.
Couple of things on Brady's living situation in Davis Island.
Yes.
Uh-huh. From someone from the Tampa area, friend of the show, says it's definitely nice with a few mansions, but it's kind of a mix of small houses too. It's not gated. I would not consider it the nicest place you could live in that area. I only really knew it as where the hospital is and right across the water from Amalie Arena. I would be surprised if he lives there the whole 2 years. There are plenty of other gated communities that are nicer and also waterfront, if that's what he's looking for. If he needs to be on the water, there are nicer places he could be.
You know, to refine yourself and when you want to be the champion again once you've been knocked down. I go to Rocky IV when Paulie and Rocky were going to train, and they didn't want Paulie to go because Rocky was going to go train out in the snow and carry the big timbers of wood and stay in his cabin and have to chop his own wood to make fire, and then the Russian KGB could not keep up with him because Rocky outruns him with snowshoes. Brady wants to rough it up a little bit. So I think this is him getting back down to basics, saying, I don't want your 10-star mansions. Just give me a 5-star mansion and make sure it's not gated. Okay? It could be oceanfront. It doesn't have to be oceanfront. It could be on a bay. I'll take a bayfront.
Yeah, well,
getting back to your core.
It's a good theory. It does fall apart, though. The only thing that is rustic about it or getting back to basics is the fact that it is not in a gated community. Everything else about it speaks of high-end living. So...
Melon Worcester says, architecturally, in an email, the house is weird. Look at the backside. It's a blend of contemporary modern, like an L.A. mansion in the Pacific Palisades, and Cape Cod old style. The middle is contemporary, framed by two wings that look like they belong in the Kennedy compound. It's right. Really strange.
It's cool looking, I think.
The front on the street side is yet another style. It looks gothic, like something you'd see on BC's campus.
Yeah.
And so they're pointing out that it does appear to be a bit of a strange design.
Maybe Jeter wanted to feel like he was in New York, all three different buildings, just blending them together. Yeah.
We were sent an email also, Beetle, by someone else who includes a video of, like, driving through the neighborhood and then coming on the house when it was still under construction. And that gives you... like a real sense of what it's like there. It is in no way secluded at all. Like, it's these houses are on, for the size that they are, they're on top of each other as many times they are, like in prime real estate that's waterfront like that. And you're right, that it's the opposite of the way he was living in Brookline. I mean, it just, you knew where he was, but
yeah,
nobody ever saw his house. Not really.
Max in the truck on this. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Zoe?
Hey, what's up, Max?
So Jeter went to Michigan. He took classes there. And also, that, like, I would live in a gated area if I was living in Florida. Like, and like you said, Hardy, the houses down in Florida are right next to each other. I mean, you have no privacy. Also, happy belated birthday, Hardy.
Thank you.
Love listening to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Max. Yeah. Appreciate it. For, you know, how many photographers from TMZ and the trash mags are going to show up at that house?
They're there already.
How about ESPN sending a reporter to videotape outside the house for 2 hours today? Just their Bucks reporter. Just out there with their phone.
All you got to do is pop a drone around that backside. Come right down that coast.
Here's a real question.
Oh, looky in here.
This place is so great. How come Jeter doesn't want to live there?
He's probably got... It's probably just his Florida residence.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be there for a while. I mean,
right.
I'm sorry, Hardy. I couldn't hear what you would ask.
No, I mean,
Jeter's like another one of those guys that's probably got five houses, you know?
Why is Jeter what? Why is he not there?
Yeah.
Why is he not living
Because he
there?
Works for the Marlins now.
Not right now, he doesn't.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, why,
like, why would you agree to rent out your house if you're not even sure if you're going to be working this baseball season? And presumably for the entirety of the football season, if this is such a great spot, why is he willing to give it up for the next minimum 9 months?
My guess is that he's not living there anymore and that he's got a house that's huge and is just sitting there because he doesn't live there anymore because he took the job with the Marlins and has been part of that for a few years now.
Right.
That's my guess. That's what I was assuming. Yeah, because that house... That house got built in 2011, right? And then he took the job with the Marlins in 2017. So probably hasn't been there in a few years. Mike on the Cape, last call of the day. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
First of all, I got to give a big shout-out to Zoe for letting the world know about all the tourists coming to the Cape Cod beaches. We don't want them there. Stay home.
Damn right. Stay home.
And actually, the New Yorker wrote a great article about how we're a bunch of jerks. But that's not why I called. I called because you guys
different if you own property, though. Go ahead.
You check out NASCAR last weekend, the simulation races.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be, I mean, interesting idea to get some, like, you know, old school hockey players to play some NHL online, something like that, just to pass the time?
I mean, it would hold my attention for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. See, it's just what's the hope that you're going to bring me back to that the next day or the day after that or the day after that? You know?
And not old-timers
It's a peek in, right?
Those guys, what? No.
What do you mean? It's like Gretzky played Lemieux or I don't know.
You know who I want to watch play video games? Vince Vaughn in Swingers.
Yeah.
You know? That's it.
Anybody want to see me make Gretzky's head bleed?
Exactly. The notion of or Vince Vaughn in The Breakup. That's literally the only person I ever want to see watching play a video game. That would be entertaining. Anything else? No. I'm going to sit and watch someone else play a video game? No. I can't. I wouldn't last 5 minutes, Beetle.
And what do you guys think is,
yeah.
What?
What do you guys make for dinner tonight?
No idea.
We've already had the conversation via text, and we are having a meal that Fred Tutcher claims he's either never had or his children have never had. And I wouldn't call it a staple in the Hardy household, but it is a fan favorite.
What is it?
Sloppy Joe's.
Fred lies.
He says his kids have never had it.
What family has never
had
it? Well,
he also says he's never had a cheeseburger, but yeah. Sloppy Joe's tonight. Thank you for asking. I'm very excited already.
You doing the manwich? Man, you got to do the manwich can.
Please, of course.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Sesame seed bowl. Mm.
And you got to go Mike Flynn style on those. You got to toast those buns, especially on a sloppy Joe.
No, I disagree with that.
Well, you're wrong.
I like it soaking it up.
Nope. Incorrect.
Could be a grilled cheese and soup day.
Blondie puts cheese on hers, too, which I'm not a fan of.
I like cheese on it.
And a sloppy Joe?
Pickles? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. All right, now you've ruined it. Now I'm not excited anymore.
Well, she ruined it.
Tater tots. Want to do today's takeaways, Beetle?
Yep.
All right.
Next.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap. And the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day!
And they give.
I love breaking news!
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wakem 180 Weight Loss. That's right, World Wide Web. It's the only way to get things done today, right? Set up a consultation. There's 6 locations here locally, but they will do everything for you. Do your consultation, coach you up, do the weigh-ins, get you the food right there through your very own computer, your laptop, your iPad. Check it all out at Wakem180WeightLoss.com.
All right, let's get to the takeaways. First, a burp from today's show. That would be...
Boy, Beetle. Nice.
Give us a moment here, and we'll come up with several songs that at least mention Tampa. What? Hello?
What was that song? Was that Duran Duran, a Reflex? That, Reflex.
That may have been amplified in our production studio.
No. Amplified?
Give us a moment here, and we'll come up with several songs that at least mention Tampa. What? Hello?
Hey, kitty, kitty. You kitty cat. Bill, you got a cat in your house?
No, I don't. Why?
I just hear that little purr.
Purring?
We did have 2 subsequent burps, which we think were Zoe, but we weren't sure.
All right, let's hear them.
We just did a burp. Tom did a burp supercut, so there's 3 in a row here.
I don't think there's any discussion.
Oh, same.
No, there are 3 distinct burps, and there's no question that's what they are.
Those aren't burps. They're when you open your mouth, it's a deep, cavernous gurgle of an air pocket. It's not like someone comes up and burps.
No, okay.
It's the fluid moving around in your stomach.
You're not. It's not Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds, but it's. I mean, it's something.
These mics are so ridiculously sensitive too. Like, these are the worst ones.
Sounds like someone's there's like a demon somewhere.
To be burping on.
Let him out. Out.
It's noise emanating from your throat. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, thank you.
That one's mine. Because I always get the gurgle when I open my mouth.
Every time?
Not every time. Blood.
He gurgles. He gets the gurgles.
Have that looked at once we get through this dangerous time.
Zoe, by the way, Zoe had another oopsie today. A little swear word. A promotion for his appearance on Howard Stern.
Oh, God, he was on David Blaine last night. We missed it.
So, as we know, he announced...
Did I swear?
Jim?
What word did he say?
S.
You're full of it.
So, as we know, he announced...
Hardy, go back and listen to it after the show. I didn't swear.
I
know I didn't swear.
And Jim, did you listen back to the tape?
I dumped it. I heard it live.
Yeah, he dumped it. He heard it live, and then he went back and got the tape and edited the tape.
There's 2 people talking at the same time, so it's tough to decipher, but it's close enough.
Oh, is it?
naughty, naughty Zoe.
Who was on David Blaine last night? What?
Brady and his wife.
David Blaine, the magician?
Yes, they did another magic show.
No,
I haven't done it in a while. Yes,
I didn't see or hear anything about that.
Was it the Egyptian magician?
Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Egyptian magician? Yes, I do one magic act.
Get the flute out.
We don't have time to play Zoe's sneezes, but
good.
Those did happen today.
Oh, make time. Make time, Consigliere.
I guess we don't have time. No time. We don't have any time.
What time? Tell me what time.
So much content.
Don't have time.
Well, let's save something for tomorrow. We don't want to empty our bag of tricks here in the last 45 seconds
day.
Of the
Friday's
show.
Friday's getaway day.
Let's not do that.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
I'm getting away from my alcove. I don't know where I'm going, Jim.
All right, then. Felger, Matt,
did you guys ever build a treehouse?
What?
You guys ever build a treehouse?
No.
Think about it.
All right.
Well, have fun. You do that. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Felger Mazur next. Have
See ya.
Good afternoon. See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.